Avinu, Nachum ben Tzvi Hirsch, whose yahrzeit was just exactly a week ago, he passed a week before Purim. So, b'meila, let me try to give over the vort once again, and hopefully, just like we were inspired then, we can continue to be inspired now as well, and to take along the message and the lesson from this vort that he gave over. And my father, Olav Shalom, used to give over various different kinds of vertlach, and a lot of times he would say the same vort several times, so it's no wonder how come I remember, not because I have such a good memory, but he repeated it. This b'derech, we say, hu ho yoimer. This is what he would say on a regular basis. In any event, the vort goes that in the end of the Shulchan Aruch, as a matter of fact, the Ramo, which is the end of even the Beis Yosef, there is a discussion over there, what is the status of Purim Cotton. That means in a year in which you have two others, like this year, when there's an Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And the question is, what is the status of the Purim Cotton, the Yudalid Adar Rishon? Now, this is obvious that the Purim celebrations itself is celebrated on the second month, and the Adar Sheni, like today, is Yudalid Adar Sheni. And there's one of the mitzvahs is the mitzvah of a Purim Suda. But the issue and the poiskim deal over there, what about Purim Katan? Is there a chiyuv of having a meal, a festive meal, a Suda, on Purim Katan, on Yudalid Adar Rishon? So they bring down the various different opinion. And the end, the final words of the decision of the Ramo is, he says, you know, when you have a question, whether you need to make a Suda, whether you need to make a party, make a Mishta V'Simcha, as it says in the Megillah, with regards to Purim, so of course, you have to go and be strict and make anyways, as the Ramo uses the pasuk. It says v'toiv leiv mishta tomit, meaning a person with a good heart is always partying, and therefore, if you have a question to make a party or not, if you have a good heart, you make a party anyway. So the conclusion is to make a party, a suda, at least a mikzah suda on Yudalid Adar Rishon on Purim Katan. Now, this these words, the Toiv Lev Mishta Tomit, actually are the final words of the Ramo, and with this, with the laws of Megillah and Purim, is the end of Eir HaChayim. So that means that the Siyum, the conclusion of the complete Shulchan Aruch Eir HaChayim, the way of life, ends with this word, and actually with the word Tomit. The Toiv Lev Mishta Tomid, so that's the Tomid. So he brought out that Be'emesin, if you look, the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, there is also the same idea, the concept of Tomid. But over there, it starts off, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, that a person needs to always remember and always have in front of his eyes Hashem. Hashem is always Lenegdi Somit. So that's the Tomid, the person, in order to go through his day, in order to go through his life in a proper way, in a way which is going to be fitting to the Rotzin, Anini Vreisi L'Shamesh Eskoini, to serve the Eibishter, Tomid has to be Shvis Hashem Lenegdi Somit. So it turns out that the opening of the Shulchan Aruch begins with the words always having Hashem in front of your eyes. And the end of the Shulchan Aruch says you should always be besimcha. So these are basically the two continuous simchas, the two continuous tamid, the constants that a person has to always have, is always be besimcha and always have Hashem in front of your eyes. And then he said further, this is the meaning of what it says, v'toiv leiv We know that every day there was a two korban tomids. The korban tomid machtsisa babeker, half you did in the morning and half you did in the keves echotase babeker, v'sa keves hasheni tase bein harboim. So you have the korban tomid. So it says ushnei simidim kilchosum. So what are the two tmidim? So the posh tepshat and the posik, the two korbanis. But here he ties it. These are the two tomids. The shevisa Hashem lenek di somid, and the toiv leiv mishta tomid. These are the tmidim that have to be always together. Just to add to that, and a word from the Maimer that I learned on one of the Purim Dikei Maimorim, the Rebbe teaches the word milvad oilas haboiker, which is also with the tomid, that the word milvad stands for, he brings it down from the Sif Sekoyen, that it says that malve leoni b'shas dochkoi, that one who loans a poor person the time that he is in the squeezed to help him out, that is milvad oilas haboiker, that is equivalent, that is equal to the oilas haboiker, as the Rebbe brings in the Maimer, the posik chesed chofatzti veloizevach, that what the Eibishter really wants is chesed, that there should be a hamshoch of chesed lemato in poil mamish. The idea, what does it mean veloizevach, frek the Rebbe in the Maimer? Leizevach, of course, the korbanis we bring, because the Eibishter wants us to bring korbanis. But the chofatzti, we know chefetz is the pnimius harotzin. A korban davening is haloa, it brings you on elevation. But the goal of everything is that it should be chesed, chesed chofatzti. It's not the aliyah, but actually the hamshocha that comes to bring down. And that is milvad eulos haboiker. And this is connected to the shnei smidim kilchosom. If we can constantly be, first of all, besimcha, and then have shivisa Hashem lenegdi somid, then we know that we have a roadmap of how to go through the journey of life to be successful. L'chaim, l'chaim, afrei l'chom purim, and nor besudas tevis.